turn. Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am super excited. This time I have with me a wonderful lady in her own right, Ilana Poca. She's going to be talking about how to overcome childhood trauma. Welcome to the program, Ilana.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here on so many different levels. It's been a beautiful experience.
Well, Ilana, many of you may have already seen her a few times today because she is one of our amazing interview hosts. But not only that, she was one of our people that promoted this event and helped us bring in some speakers. I think 21 of our speakers came in because of Ilana. So thank you very much for helping us make this such a huge success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. And considering it's International Women's Day, I'm all about the empowerment of women.
Absolutely. Great day to celebrate and great day to have you here. All right. So we're going to get into overcoming childhood trauma. But before we do, do you want to tell us your story? How did you become so passionate about this particular area?
Sure. Well, you know, I'm a survivor of childhood trauma. I was 2 years old when my parents had finally divorced. And, the abuse was going on before then. So, you know, probably even in the womb. And, then there's the divorce and then there's arguing and fighting. And, I would have to, you know, spend the weekends with my father and be away from my friends at schoolwork. And, it was always a struggle, you know, and I always felt like there's got to be something better out there. There's more to life than, you know, what my current experiences are and, you know, who is around me. And my mom's side of the family was great. Italian family. She has 5 sisters, you know, loving, open, wonderful people. So I feel like I really learned love from that side of the family. And, then you grow up and you're having, you know, failed relationships and, you know, you're just not happy. And so I really, you know, was kind of just searching. And I got into personal development and, you know, started uncovering, you know, everybody else's stuff that was, you know, holding me back. And so it's been 16 years now that I've been in personal development and, you know, learning to rewire my brain. And, you know, we go to that, I felt like I was going to that automatic default of negativity from society and family. And, and so I just became really intentional with, you know, bringing more positivity into my life. And, I've always kind of been, you know, I'll pick one, it could, you know, even during September 11th, right? For me, I walked away feeling like how horrible of a tragedy, but the way that we all came together as a country was beautiful, right? I had never experienced that in my life. So I'm just that kind of person. And then I just learned more tools and techniques to build that muscle in my brain where it was just more positive than negative. And so, whatever stories that I made up about my experiences when I was little, I got to rewrite the story. And so, now I'm passionate about, you know, teaching other women that too. And, like a lot of the other women, that are speaking today, it's usually our personal experiences that really motivate us and inspire us to want to share what we've learned with the world, because so that other people know that there's a different way.
Well, thank you for sharing and being vulnerable and bringing your experience to share with us. All right, so let's get into it. How do we overcome childhood trauma? And are there various levels of childhood trauma that we need to look into?
You know, I don't know that I think just acknowledging first that you experienced childhood trauma, and knowing that when we experience trauma, that our brains take over. It takes over our body. We don't make any choices. Our hearing gets better, our sight gets better. And we also, our responses are usually one in four categories. It's a fight response, where you want to, your way is the only way, and it's easier for you to fight and leave than it is to, talk about things or, really nurture the relationship. A second trauma response is flight. And so that's where you just leave, or you're just numb and you are, you just kind of pretend that nothing is happening. And then the third response for trauma is freeze. And so, that could be going into confusion and, not wanting to make a decision. And then there's fawn. And so if your trigger response is fawn, then you're a people pleaser and you say yes when you really want to say no. And, you don't have boundaries for yourself. And so people take advantage of you. So I feel like not a lot of people know that your brain actually takes over during that time. You have nothing to do with it. And then your brain is in protection mode. And how you respond through childhood trauma is how you respond in your life. And two, coming out of COVID, all of our triggers in some way were heightened. And I feel that, and some of us pushed it over the edge. So, knowing that the life that your current reality doesn't have to continue that way, that you can learn to change those responses. One is by knowing that, how your brain automatically responds. And then actually it is through your breath, the power of your breath. The first thing that I teach my women is breathing. We shallow breathe. That's where we breathe and we don't have to think about it.
Yeah. Guilty as charged. Absolutely. I'm always like, oh, I'm so excited. It's all up here. Right. And then before every session, I reach down and I'm like, before we go live on every session, I'm like, okay, let's take a deep breath. All right. Because that's the first time I've filled my lungs. Right. And so if you resonate with that, put heck yes in the chat box, or she's not wrong in the chat box, because yes, we need to breathe fully. And we don't always do that. Is that true?
That is very true. We don't. And most of the time we don't do that. And so, so learning how to breathe and just taking a deep breath in and, slowly taking it in and then slowly letting it out. And, I have women, put a reminder on your phone, so that you get into the habit of just breathing deeply and making it more of your day to day so that when you
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. All right. I will do that, Ilana. If you will put a reminder on your phone, like just a chime that chimes every hour. And when that chime goes off, you can just remind yourself that's a time to take a deep breath. All right. So if you will do that, I will do that, Ilana, on the chat box. Wonderful idea. I like that. We need to do at least 12. How many would that be? 24 times a day minus 8 is like 16 or something like that. Yes, we definitely need to do more of that. All right, we got several heck yeses in the chat box.
Yeah, and then you'll feel better. You'll relax more, and you just you will go through the day with ease. And, you know, it won't be so, oh, I got to do it. I got to do it right. I'm originally a New Yorker. That's how we're wired, you know. However, coming out here, it's like, oh, I could breathe a little, you know. So the reminders, and then, you know, so that when things do come up, you can, and you're triggered, you can actually say, okay, let me just take a deep breath. Is this trigger, is it helpful in this situation? Or, you know, am I overreacting? And then you either make yourself safe, or it's like, okay, Then I get to choose a different choice.
A different choice. We just talked about that in another track, right? New choice, right? I was nervous. I was feeling unsafe, but I am safe. I am safe now, and I can deep breathe and I can ground myself, and that will reset all of the things spinning in here. Is there like the reptile brain and the smart brain, or the different stuff that we're activating with that?
Yes. Yes. And so, you know, the reptile brain brings us back to that trauma and how we used to respond and that experience that we were in. And so, you know, we can build, you know, we can create our neural pathways to believe and think differently than what was just given to us. And so, yeah, you know, and so, and, you know, what I do too is, you know, when you're actually, you know, thinking of something and then doing like a, you know, you using, drawing in a circle, like it's one of the exercises that I do with my women. I have them, color in a circle. And then as they're doing that, I'm talking and, you know, they're working and reprogramming and rewiring for a healthier response. And so it's not about forgetting, you know, what happened to you, or forgiving people. It's for yourself, you know, and the reality is if those things didn't happen to us, we wouldn't be the people we are today.
That's very true. And that's a really diplomatic way to look at it. And forgiveness can be difficult. But as you say, Ilana, it's for you. If you forgive the other person, then you remove the resentment. And do they say resentment is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies? Is that?
Yes, it is. And it eats away at us.
So really forgiveness is for you. And I just heard a new thing, which was really powerful, which is very hard to embrace. But the statement is, I am the most important person in my life. I am the most important person in my life. And when you hear that, you're like, wow, what a selfish statement. But it's actually factually accurate. You are literally the most important person, right? And you are literally the most important person in your life. So you should come first.
Yes. Yeah. Even if you're a parent. Yes. Even more so, because you have to give of yourself to more. So you've got to, you know, replenish yourself more, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. Well, this is really, really amazing. We have about 4 minutes left. So if you all have questions for Ilana, I would love for you to put them in the chat. When people come to you, Ilana, where are they usually in their life path? Are they just, getting over? Are they just like realizing that childhood trauma is holding them back? Are they sort of on a journey and they don't even know what's holding them back? How do they know when to come to you?
Knowing that they have experienced childhood trauma, I don't want to force anybody to, you know, realize that that is where it stems from. So I'd like them to already know that it's childhood trauma and want to, you know, make a different choice and have the tools and techniques to be able to do that and create a different life for themselves.
All right. Yes. So, and then when they come to you, what do they usually leave with, or what do they usually get when they work with you?
They get tools that they use daily to love and appreciate themselves and to honor themselves, to create the boundaries, to learn how to communicate, to also be intentional. I'm all about visualization And I do a lot of guided meditations through my program where, you know, I just love that kind of stuff where it's more hands-on and, you know, and it's just so wonderful to see them when, you know, they've learned a new tool and they're just so excited to, you know, just finally let it go on a different level.
I love it. Sarah is asking, does getting over trauma only have to do with forgiving the abuser, or maybe perhaps it has more to do with self-care, or maybe it has to do more with something else? I can speak. It's been a long day.
You know, I think it's about what we made up about ourselves around, you know, experience. No, I don't think that you have to forgive that person. I think if you can find some sort of peace, it would be good for you. But I feel like in a whole, it's more about you and, you know, and whatever you experienced then and the stories that you made up about it, whether you weren't good enough or you weren't able to do things or you weren't trustworthy. So to build that up in you instead of worrying about the abuser, that's, you know, it's more about yourself, I feel.
Well, I definitely agree. So you have a free gift for our audience, which is really, really powerful. And then you actually have a VIP gift as well. So your free gift is The Power of Your Breath. Let's talk a little bit about that. We're going to put the link in the chat. When you get it, if you would open it up and let us know that you got it by putting "I got it" in the chat box so that we know that the link worked. We actually did have trouble with this particular link, so we want to make sure that you're getting the tip sheet. So when you open it up and you get it successfully, put "I got that" in the chat box. Ilana, while they're doing that, please let us know what they're going to get in this free gift.
Absolutely. So what you will get in the free breathing tips is, you know, how you can think and feel when you are breathing and how to, you know, take those deep breaths. And it actually goes into, you know, when you relax, how all of your muscles in your body, you know, you release the stress and tension from them. Because as we go through our day-to-day life, we're stressed and, you know, and tension. So, you know, it's something that you can read often. And as you're reading it, if you feel it and think about it while you're reading it, you'll feel better. So it's multi-impactful.
I absolutely love it. Okay, so it looks like several people got it. Sarah got it. Tendai got it. Lynn got it. And I can't read her whole name. Monica got it. Okay, perfect. So several people are able to get that. If you ever have any trouble with any of the gifts, you're welcome to email our support line, which is support@voicesofwomensummit.com. support@voicesofwomensummit.com. And when we get it, we will be happy to help you get the whichever gift you're looking for. Just let us know which one it is. So it's Ilana Poca's gift, and just let us know and we'll be happy to get that for you. You also have an Amazeballs gift for our VIPs. Let's talk about that.
Yes. That is a guided meditation to heal your inner child. And so it's about 15 minutes long. However, like I said, I love the visualization and the meditation of it. And so I decided to give that for the VIPs.
I love this. And it's you speaking and doing a guided meditation. How long is the guided meditation?
I think it's about 12 to 15 minutes. And yes, it is me.
Awesome. Well, I love your voice. I think it would be very relaxing to be able to get centered and grounded by working with you. Certainly, you're doing great work in the world. And we are so glad you showed up for the Voices of Women Summit to help some of the other women to raise their voice. And we're certainly glad you raised your voice as well on this important topic.
Thank you very much. And an honor to be here.
Absolutely. So up next, we have another amazing speaker. It's going to be Wendy Lee. She's going to talk about hustle, healthy. Three secrets to reclaim your time and restore your sanity. Looking forward to that one. Wendy is a kick. You're going to love her. And there's a whole bunch of other folks to see too, if you want to, if that one doesn't ring your bells. So there's a lot still coming. We're here until 7 o'clock Pacific tonight. It's 2:21 Pacific. If you're looking at that, if you're trying to do the translation, we still have a lot more to come. But before we let you go, Ilana, any final words for our crew?
You know, you can have a different reality if you make a different choice, and your childhood trauma doesn't have to hold you back. And I would love to guide you through that process to create more of what you want in life.
Beautifully said. It does not have to hold you back. All right, ladies, this has been another amazing session, this time with Ilana Poca. Super glad that you came here. And thank you so much for all the support that you've given us today, both by interviewing people and letting them raise their voice, and by sharing your voice with us as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back at the bottom of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing
great job, Ilana. That was amazing.
Where our raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.